This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, good morning. Happy Thursday. Kind of. It's the Fan Early Morning Show. For the average Joe, and when the average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the average Joe goes to CGR Wholesale, the sponsor of the Fan Early Morning Show. So the Pittsburgh Penguins, they lost to the Florida Panthers yesterday. Florida Panthers, a young team, a team that, right now, yeah, second in the Atlantic Division. They're going places. The Pittsburgh Penguins in the Metropolitan Division, second to last. Penguins are 23-20-7 after that loss with 53 points. The second lowest in the division. So, Penguins are something to talk about this morning. If you want to call in, 412-928-9370, you're welcome to do so. You can also talk to me on X at Callis_33. Tag me in a post, and we'll talk. Make a comment. I usually respond to X posts in written form at the least. So if you send me a tweet, if you mention me in a tweet and have a question or a comment, I usually respond to those in written form. Sometimes I address them on the air, so we'll take care of that in due time. And again, the phone line's open for voice conversation, 412-928-9370. Yeah, so the Penguins are a thing. And then some news from the Pittsburgh Pirates. It's not really news. It's more of reports or anticipation. A couple sources reported here in the last couple days that Henry Davis may start the year in AAA, so we'll talk about that. I mean, just to touch on the Penguins, though, this is the Pirates have the youngest team, and I would argue the most exciting team going into their season. Like, the Steelers had some excitement, but through a couple games, you kind of realized, like, oh, this is really much more of the same. And then the Penguins, the Carlson trade was exciting. You felt like they relieved a lot of their strenuous contracts through that deal, and then you realize, okay, oh, Carlson is also old. And so here we are. With the Penguins, they're not even close. I mean, they're close to a playoff spot, kind of. They're still not mathematically eliminated, it looks like to me. But, oh my goodness, they are. Like, I never thought, like, you never thought, like, 2-3 years ago. Like, we're complaining for the Penguins about getting past the first round of the playoffs, so they haven't been able to do that. And now they're, like, not even making the playoffs. Which is, it's weird. It's a weird reality. Part of me wonders that, as you know, relates to the Steelers. Are we also going to like wish that they were in the playoffs? You know, if the Steelers don't make the playoffs in the next couple seasons. I mean, it's rough. I still kind of like where the Penguins are because I wish there's some breakdown to come. I wish there is some breakdown to come where they actually reassess the roster, where they actually make significant changes to become a contender again. Like that's why I like where they are, at least, because they're not stuck in contention anymore. Like it's not hidden anymore. Like Evgeny Malkin, he ain't it anymore, and he's playing like he knows it. I feel bad for Crosby because he's still up there. But Evgeny can't play. Carlson's not enough of an impact to bring this team to winning, and they lost to the Florida Panthers yesterday. They got a game against the Blackhawks tonight, but I mean it feels like crunch time. It feels like at this point, I mean we're facing another elimination. We're facing another playoff elimination this year. And it's frustrating. Because you have such high anticipation. Like when the Pirates, as an example, have kind of just been through like, okay, let's get the prospects through. Let's kind of figure it out by developing talent and then acquire pieces from there. And that's been their strategy, which has had its own level of frustration among fans because a lot of those players didn't do what we expected them to do. But then on the other side, with like the Penguins and the Steelers, too much is being invested in veterans. Too much is being invested in certain assets that don't matter. Kenny Pickett is becoming more irrelevant as time goes on. So for me, it's like, I mean, I don't know what the right answer here is, but I fell for last year all of the success. Or not even the off-season success, I'll call it. I fell for the big names being acquired. I fell for all of the massive moves and the hype that surrounded the transactions. And look what happened. I mean, with both the Penguins and the Steelers now. The Penguins are not officially done yet, and the Steelers made the playoffs. But like, what does it mean if they're not significantly going to contend? The Penguins got to break it down, and I mean, who knows what's going to happen here next season, especially if they don't make it. It's just tough. I got some callers on the line now. 412-928-9370 is the phone number. We'll start with this caller. Good morning. What's your name?
My name is Gregory.
Hello, Gregory.
How you doing this morning?
You know, I'm frustrated. You know, sports are tough.
You know, we have three sad teams in this town now. The Pittsburgh Penguins, the Pittsburgh Pirates, and the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't think none of them ever imagined that it would be like this in the city. We used to be the city of champions. We're the city of failures now. And isn't there something about the parade yesterday in Kansas City? What's the world coming to, man?
Yeah, Gregory, I appreciate the call. I mean, that's tough. All right, I'll give my take real quick because it came up. It's obviously awful. There's nothing I'm going to say that hasn't already been said. And we kind of know where we're living right now with this stuff happening. I mean, I don't want to address that. Like, you come here to talk about like sports and be entertained by the news surrounding sports. The world is rough, and sports are a nice place to come to enjoy healthy and controlled competition with like unique sets of rules and stuff. Like that's what we're doing here. So I'm not going to go too much into depth about that. I mean, I think there's more to talk about as it relates to Pittsburgh. And I'm not going to say anything that hasn't already been said, and I'm not going to say anything that's going to make a massive change right now. Like we understand, it's not good. It's very bad. It's very tragic. And I understand that. I know you out there understand that. I don't know. I don't have answers, and I'm going to stick more to Pittsburgh sports this morning instead of talking about that. We know it's not the world is not great. When stuff like that's happening, that's what I'm going to say. I'm not going to go too much more into that conversation. I mean, that's not a conversation that I necessarily want to have this morning. Not because it's not relevant, just because I don't know what to say regarding that matter, other than it's terrible, and it seems most of us understand that for sure. 412-928-9370. Talking the Penguins right now. Going to get a little bit into the Pirates as well here coming up. But all right, we got this caller on the line. Good morning. What's your name?
Good morning, Nick. Dave. Hey, I'm calling about all three teams. The Pirates don't go far enough when they do contend and get that last two pieces that they need to go for a World Series. The Steelers and the Penguins are just perpetually old, and they're
perpetual
riding on the coattails.
Perpetual what?
Perpetually old. They're old.
Oh, perpetually old. Okay.
And they refuse to do what they need to do and get rid of those veterans and bring in some capital that they can actually. Sometimes you have to lose to win, and go to championships. And they should know this because they did it in the early 2000s, both of them, when they got Roethlisberger and Polamalu. They had losing seasons, and after that, they got them two special players. Off they went to three Super Bowls. The Penguins, the same thing. They got rid of Jágr, Kasperides, and they brought in the three guys they got. They got Marc-Andre Fleury, Sidney Crosby, and the other guys. But yet, you have to lose in order sometimes to win. And these two teams do not understand that at this point in time. They want to make a piece of money that they want. But for the betterment of the team, they refuse to do what needs to be done. And I still say Tomlin is a problem, and he needs to go. And I appreciate the call. Thanks. Have a good morning, Nick.
Well, yeah, you too. Thank you for the call yourself. The Penguins, yeah, I mean, they had to lose. They really lucked into Sidney Crosby, though, because, you know, the lockout that happened, what was it, in the 2004 season, and then the lottery was... the lottery showed the Penguins with the first overall pick, and I mean, they really lucked into that one. Like, I get all the talent that they got. Sidney Crosby was really the centerpiece, the foundation of all of that. And if you don't have Sidney Crosby, I don't know if they win as much as they do, if they win at all. So, on the Penguins' sake, I mean, they lost a lot, but they also got really lucky there, getting Crosby. So I don't know if I would say that the Penguins losing directly correlated to them eventually winning by getting, you know, draft stock. I mean, we've seen the Pirates do, you know, sometimes. I mean, the perception is that they don't do enough and they're perpetually, you know, acquiring prospects to plug and play and see what happens, which. Yeah, I mean, it's you know, that baseball is tough, though, too, and we've also seen that spending money doesn't lead to success either. There's got to be a nice, healthy balance that goes on there in order for winning to happen, and just because a team spends a lot of money doesn't mean they're going to succeed. So, I mean, the Pirates' strategy is as good as any, it seems, right now in Major League Baseball, trying to acquire talent to build upon the young prospects that you have. And then the Steelers, I think, more have a coaching problem than anything. I mean, if I'm going to analyze them, I mean, I think that the culture just is tough. Like, the Steelers clearly have talented players. It's just who they decide to start and when they decide to start them and how the players feel about their coaching staff. I mean, the defense loves Tomlin and loves the staff, and it seems the offense is more of the rebellious type. That does not seem to be satisfied with how things are run in the organization. So really, I mean, the three teams are incredibly different, and I don't think that necessarily one of them has a different mindset or has a similar mindset to the other. I mean, I think they all have three very different stories about how they come to success in time. And I mean, one team has always done poorly, like, down a stretch, it seemed. Like, You know, like the what I can remember in the 2000s, the Pirates were struggling a lot when the Penguins and Steelers were really good teams. And I know back in the 70s, the Penguins and the Steelers and the Pirates were really good, and the Penguins were the ones that were struggling and trying to, you know, come up and flourish, and they didn't do that until the 90s. So, you know, and then around the 90s, right, like 1989 was the last time the Steelers finished in last in the division. And around that time, the Pirates were going to NL Championship Series, and the Penguins won their two Stanley Cups. So, I mean, it's all just like seems like a rotation. All three of them right now, it seems bleak because they all are in – they're all in different situations. I mean, the Penguins are aging. That's clear. The Steelers just can't find the right plugs to play, and the Pirates – have a young group of top prospects matched with some interesting veterans. And so they're all different. You know, but I mean to circle it back to the Penguins here as well, too old is not good. I heard a perspective like somebody that I talked to about sports on the regular, he said that it would have been an interesting look if the Penguins, the Fenway Sports Group, when they would come in, if they were the ones to just bounce Crosby and Malkin and Letang, like what backlash that may have had on the fan base, and it wouldn't have been good. It wouldn't have been good PR for them, like right away. I think fans more now, as it relates to the Penguins, they're more open to change because they're watching the aging happen. Like when they got signed a couple years ago, it was like, oh, cool. We don't have to, you know, be sad. But sometimes being sad is necessary. Like sometimes you got to understand, like, I mean, maybe this was for the best. And I think now we're seeing overall that it would have been the best decision to drop those players, to try again with new players or to stock up and not like, you know, perpetuate the aging players on the roster. Like, that's all. I mean, now again, it would have been a terrible look. So I kind of agree with this guy. What would the PR around Fenway Sports Group be if the Penguins would have just gotten rid of the part or all of the three most famous players on the team right now? Wouldn't have been a good look for them. So I kind of get it. But, like, yeah, now fans are seeing it with their own eyes. They're like, yeah, Malkin looks and Letang is slow to step, and Crosby's still, like, really good, but he can't do it himself. And that kind of, it just hurts all around. It hurts all around. Yeah, I mean, the Penguins are aging, and that's it. I mean, but all three teams are in an odd place. They're all in their own unique spaces, and then I guess we'll just have to see. I mean, it looks bleak. I don't think it's as bleak as we think it is, and I think that there's room for rebounding. It might take a year or two of losing for both the Steelers and the Penguins, and in the Pirates' sake, hopefully all the prospects they've acquired could come to fruition. I want to talk about the Pirates next as well, because some reports out there say that Henry Davis is going to start the season in AAA to refine his catching skills. React to that at 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on X at callus_33. That's callus_33. You can talk to me on there. You can give me a phone call. One more time, 412-928-9370. We'll talk about the Pirates next here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. It's The Fan Early Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. It's the Fan Early Morning Show. My name is Nicholas Erykalas. And we're talking about sports. How about that? Fan weather. Fan weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Check out special financing for qualified buyers on new Silverado 1500 trucks. It's cold this morning. Be careful leaving your house. The high is going to be 53 today, the low 23 with some rain expected. 30% chance throughout the area. Just be careful though. This morning, when you're going outside, I was hit by a shocking amount of chill. So be careful there. It is 23 degrees out right now. Tomorrow, it's not going to get warmer tomorrow. High of 37, low of 27. Overcast skies expected. That's Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Well, we already went over that. My name is Nicholas Erykalas, and we're talking about. Really, I want to talk about the Pirates now, because. There have been some reports that have been released recently, or at least communicated. Jason Mackey of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette being one. And then Michael McHenry came on the Joe Show, the midday show, you know, because Ron Cook has since retired, but came on the Joe Show yesterday and said that Henry Davis is expected to start, or is anticipated to start in AAA this season. Now, if you want to call in and weigh in, you can, 412-928-9370. Why is a good first question. So they don't seem to have enough faith in his ability to catch. Cool. That's fine. You signed Yasmani Grandal. Jason DeLay still on the roster. I mentioned a couple weeks ago that Carter Benz could be an option. He was one of the players acquired for Tyler Anderson, the Mariners, a few years ago. Somebody that could make an impact, especially defensively, on the roster. Like, you've got options for both starters and backups on the team that show a lot of promise. So Henry Davis, at this point, in my view, does not need to catch. I would have preferred them go out and get an outfield piece. They didn't do that, so they plugged in a different way, which is a fine way to think. Okay, we don't want to go sign an outfielder. Maybe they're too expensive. Maybe the players don't check the boxes, right? They don't seem to fit. That's fine. So plug in a different way. Sign a veteran in Yasmani Grandal. 2 1-year contract, anticipating Andy Rodriguez is going to be back the following season. Put Grandal in there, keep Jason DeLay on the roster, keep developing the other catchers in the system, and then keep Davis in the outfield or have him DH. So to me, then, it doesn't make sense. Why refine his skills in AAA this season? That, to me, doesn't make sense. We've seen the potential of his bat. He's got a strong bat. Maybe he's not a great defensive catcher, and we can come to terms with that. I mean, that's fine, but like, if they keep him in AAA this year, it doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't bode well with me. I'm not a fan of that. Just because you've signed the guy that you want to play catcher, it seems, Yasmani Grandal. Grandal is not somebody you sign to be the backup. Like, where he is in his career, you either trust him to be the starter or you don't sign him. You stick with you know, your established guys or your cheaper guys to be your backups, right? Because that's just the nature of sports. Your backups are cheaper. So for them to, I mean, if they are considering it, these are just reports. This is just speculation. But, I mean, if they put Davis down to start the year, I'm not, I don't get it. With all the moves they've made, like put him in the outfield, put him at DH, let him bat in the majors. If you don't trust him to be a catcher, fine. Like, let's keep him in the major leagues, though. Like, he is a cornerstone piece to what this organization hopes to be in the coming seasons. Hopefully this season as well. I mean, there's a lot of high expectations for them with O'Neill Cruz coming back, with all the prospects seemingly on the brink now, minus Andy Rodriguez because he got hurt. But there's just so much anticipation around this Pirates team. Like, don't shortchange us, Henry Davis. I hope that that's not the case. I hope that they do keep him in the majors. I hope that they do invest in him as an outfielder. Or I'll be honest with you. I mean, if they're going to develop him as a catcher, if they're going to invest reps in him at catcher, he better be the catcher, and you're going to move Andy Rodriguez to first base. That seems like the logical thing to do. I just don't think that keeping him in AAA has much benefit anymore.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.